In the third sorrow, there is the loss of Jesus in the temple. There are some who assert, and not without reason, that this sorrow was not only one of the greatest, but in a certain sense the greatest and most painful of all. But I think that's only true under a certain aspect, but I think it's worth looking at. For in the first place, Mary and her other sorrows had Jesus with her. All the other sorrows, he was there with her. She suffered when St. Simeon prophesied to her in the temple. She suffered in the flight into Egypt, but still in the company with Jesus. But in this sorrow, she suffered far from Jesus, not knowing where he was. Her suffering in this sorrow was the sorrow of separation from her son, who was so perfect, good, and loving, and brought her constant joy. In the second place, Mary and all her other sorrows well understood their cause in relationship to the redemption of the world, that is, the divine will. She understood that her son had to go through these things to save mankind. But in this, she knew not the cause of the absence of her son. By the words she stated when she found him, "Did you not know that your father and I were looking for you?" She had no idea of what was going on. She wasn't reproving our Lord. She wasn't chastising him. She was stating her bewilderment. Because heretics will say, well, she was, you know, chastising him, and that's just not true. But she only had to express him their grief in proceeding from this, from, you know, being separated from him because of the great love she bore for him, which she had experienced during his absence. The virtue she demonstrated during this sorrow was patience. Patience is different from long-suffering. Well, actually, longanimity of soul is actually, longanimity is the technical term. Longanimity is the ability of St. Thomas says, of the soul to await the good. You know, you can just remain in peace interiorly, even though you haven't received the good thing that you're trying to get. So the guy who's sitting at the stoplight very often will not have longanimity of soul. You know, when's this light going to change? Then there's, it's awaiting the good. So the stress is on the side of the good. Impatience, it's a different thing. With patience, what a person is actually dealing with, patience comes from the Latin word patire, which means to suffer. So patience is the virtue in which a person can suffer the evils with a certain equanimity of soul interiorly. You don't get disturbed by it. And Our Lady manifested perfect patience in this, because of the fact that this separation was an evil that she was suffering. And she also had longanimity of soul. Even though she was pursuing him, she grieved, she sorrowed, but she didn't get upset about it. This sorrow of Mary ought, in the first place, to serve as a consolation of those souls who are desolate and no longer enjoy, as they once did, the sweet presence of our Lord. Remember last night I was making the observation that one of the first things that God does to you in order to purify you and to test your will and to help you to grow in virtue is strip you of consolations. That's what it is. One time a seminarian came to me and he said, you know, before I came to the seminary, I used to love going to the church. I used to love going to Mass. He said, but ever since I've got here, it's just a drudgery. So I said to him, well, that's good. He was like, what? I said, because you have to get to the point where you're getting beyond that. You have to, you know, it's a sign that you're not spiritually advanced enough, that God has to constantly be giving you consolations. And this is the real danger of the charismatic renewal, by the way, and other spiritualities like that, where they think that that when I feel good or get that consolation, they try and drum it up that somehow that God's approving me or that, you know, I get to experience God. That's not at all how God is experienced. St. John of the Cross says it's because of our imperfections that our experience of God is painful. And so people are trying to get that consolation, and that's just a sign of spiritual imperfection. But Our Lady never had that. And so we can look at her, you know, when she's going through this desolation of not having her son, that we can ask her, you know, help me to get through this, help me to have the same faith, the same charity, the same drive and constancy that you had. In the spiritual journey, as I mentioned, God strips us of this for our purification. The first thing that God does, again, in our spiritual life is strip us of this. It's a necessary process. Because if we don't, if he doesn't, we become attached to the consolations. And he is a jealous God. And by jealous, we mean he will share your heart with nobody or no thing, period. And that means he has to strip you of those things in order so that your attachments to those don't take that place in your heart. The most sorrowful mother can be petitioned to give you the motivation to be patient, therefore, in your suffering.